right, so happy Monday. Today it is March the 23rd, 2020. Another 1 hour episode with Winfrey. It's a wild card on the Monday evening. Thank you all for being here. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Another thing. So welcome to those that came in here lately. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Don.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi, Antonio. Hi, Ice.
Welcome,
Don.
Hi, Don.
When you hear a ding, that's somebody ringing in.
Right on.
Jill Weston. I heard the Jill Weston come in.
Hello.
Hi, Jill. Hi,
Jill. Jill Weston, Rochester, Minnesota.
Hi, Jill. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Jill.
Thank you for being here.
That's my daughter.
Oh, hi,
oh,
Jill.
Nice.
Oh, man. What a great day that you have,
Jill. Happy you're here.
And someone else, good morning, good evening. I think it's morning for you. Welcome, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for being
Are you
here,
staying
man.
Staying healthy?
So-so. No COVID, at least. I don't think, but it's good.
Good.
All right.
Sorry I couldn't get to talk to you Sunday. For some reason, when somebody calls, my phone doesn't ring, and it just goes to voicemail.
Okay.
He turns into a pumpkin.
Dog!
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren, welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
I do have Skype.
How are things over at Forks?
Wet.
How are things at Forks?
Wet.
Wet?
Wet.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, you know, it's the rainforest.
Well,
180 inches a year.
Sunshine in Seattle.
Welcome to the next caller. Good evening, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And Jill, where are you located?
Rochester, Minnesota.
In Minnesota, all right.
Mm. I didn't know
there
was
the Mayo Clinic
in Minnesota.
You worked for Mayo Clinic.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of mayonnaise.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay.
Good
don't
evening.
Be,
welcome
don't
to the
be
call.
Spreading.
Please say
don't
name
be
location.
Spreading any rumors.
Hi, this is Karen in Sonoma.
Hello, Terry.
Hey,
good
Terry.
Evening.
Hi,
Terry.
Hello. Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello,
hi, Jeannie.
Good evening.
Hi, Jeannie.
And someone else tuned in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hello, Nick from Perth.
All right, Nick,
hey.
Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi,
Nick.
Hello, hello.
If you have a lot of
Australia.
Yeah, we have Australia and Finland represented over here.
Wow. And Minnesota.
And Minnesota.
And Minnesota.
And
Washington.
Yes. And many states.
Hey.
Yes. All right.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Grandma White does in Idaho.
Welcome.
Hi, Grandma White.
Hi,
Grandma.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, White Dove.
Hi.
If you have a lot of sinkholes, does that make it Sinkhole de Mayo?
Good one.
Oh, you're funny, Antonio.
I
like that
in,
one.
I had to greet myself.
Well, you were late. We already had about five people on the line.
Yeah. Nobody greeted me, so I said, "Oh, welcome to the Monday Night Call with your name." Sure, Antonio from California.
Self greeting.
He was a self greeter.
Hello, everybody on BBS. Is Jill going to be on the Whole Planet Healing call?
I think so.
All right.
Terry,
Lauren,
your channel video was wonderful.
Say again, you were...
Terry's channeling video, it was wonderful. I loved it. Thank you, Terry.
Hey, you're welcome.
The one
from Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin Moore.
Yes.
And for anyone who's listening, if you want to just go to YouTube and type in Kevin Moore. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome,
Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Two more people. Janine, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger.
From Washington.
I hear Roger and Phyllis. Welcome to you.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Roger.
Hey. Phyllis is here.
Yay!
And
we just,
also,
we just heard that Washington is in shutdown mode. We're also
all right.
Well, you guys were hit hard, huh?
Yeah.
Your area is pretty awful.
Not my area, but
the Seattle area, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about 15 miles from Point Zero.
Oh yeah, Cecil.
Oh wow. I hope you're staying in, Cecil.
I'm staying
much
put.
As you can.
Yeah. Except for groceries.
Yeah, it's not worth going out.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm pretty well set up. I'm a prepper anyway, so I don't need much.
There you go. That's right.
So if you want to go out, you'd need a bio suit?
Yeah. Well, it's funny to go out shopping and you see all kinds of stuff, all kinds of masks and people with their gloves on. And, you know, gloves make sense, but the mask, unless you got the virus yourself, the masks are not helping you a bit.
Right. Makes you feel better, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mental support.
You know,
good evening.
Something
welcome.
You can't see.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is Greg in the Poconos.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hello. Hello.
And someone else?
And another person. Yes, Rocco, please say name and location.
What?
Only if you want to be welcome.
Welcome.
What, one of those?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi there. Hi, it's Prudy.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Hey, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
Would one of those respirators that you use, like, for spraying cars and stuff, would that work?
No.
Medical respirator would, yeah.
No.
Medical would.
Not the one that keeps the fumes out?
Just hold your breath.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could hold my breath.
Hold your breath and don't touch anything.
The 99R for chemicals.
95R or
99R. 99R. 95R won't do it.
That's the one with the charcoal filter?
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Well, now, since doing the...
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
Juliet, I've noticed your voice since you came on the calls a few weeks ago, and now your voice used to be tense, but now it's like music behind it. It's just beautiful to hear.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Three more people joined. Welcome. Please say name and location. But of course,
hello?
Only if you want to.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Hello.
Is Abby here?
Greg from Pocono.
Ah.
Yes.
Is it the first time you call in?
I may have been on, maybe a year ago or so, I guess.
Okay, okay. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, it's my first time.
Who just joined in? Feel free to say name and location.
Name is Olivia in New York.
Welcome to the call.
And did you say this is your first time?
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
I've heard your show, but I've never called in.
Oh,
welcome on the show.
Well, hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
No need to be scared. We're all friends here.
No, I sort of like go in and out of the many shows, and I just didn't, you know, I've heard a little bit of years in there. I never tuned into the entire show, so this will be my first entire show.
All right.
Wow, two.
What's your question?
Good to have you here.
What's your first
Like Wynn says, we're just a bunch of bozos.
Mary?
I'm assuming you guys are all light workers or light beings or something like that.
Yeah, we're something mm-hmm. like that.
Is your name Mary? There's another show that you guys have. Is that Wednesday's show for the planetary healing?
We do the planetary healing every single day.
Oh,
7
okay.
p.m. Yeah.
After this call.
I guess it's on the information on BBS, right? That's where I would go look for a way to find you.
We do not do the... I don't know if the information is there. Good evening. Welcome to the giggle. Please say your name and location.
Giggle.
Welcome, Helen.
Thank you.
Is it Mary or is it Mary Ann from New York?
No, my name is Pauline. Well, it's really Celia. Okay.
Pauline
is my legal name. My spiritual name is Celia.
All right.
Well,
you're from New York, right?
I'm in Flushing, New York, where they all thought it started, but it didn't start here.
Okay.
But,
however, to get back to the phone calls, the conference calls, we do 7 days a week our whole planet healing call. And
uh-huh.
we do a call on the Monday, here and now. And we do at the same time as Monday, we do one on the Wednesday. And on the Wednesday, there's questions and answers. And we have another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
Good, of course. No. Hello, welcome.
Hello. I'm Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Hi,
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, why don't you give
hey.
The whole Planet Healing phone number?
Are you ready
I
for
can
that,
give you the phone number.
For the phone number?
Yes, I'm ready.
It is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound.
513-pound?
513, and then the pound sign.
Got it. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, it's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn
in
Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
Wynn.
Hi, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome to
Hi,
the
guys.
Call.
You know, after doing the Wim Hof technique, I'm able to hold my breath longer, so if I need to go somewhere, I could just hold my breath.
What technique?
Wim Hof, the Wim Hof breathing technique.
Oh, okay.
I want to check with Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hello?
Nancy, can you hear me? Hello. Hey, Nancy, just curious, where are you located?
Hi, this is Nancy. Everyone's breaking up. I can't hear you too well. I don't know what you're saying.
I think it's your phone because I hear everybody clear.
I tried calling back.
Back in.
Well, when people start talking at the same time, which I know you guys never do, when you start talking at the same time, somebody that's on a really sharp ear
as long as
is going to say. As long as it's what?
As long as it's not more than four people at the same time.
Right, right.
One for each direction?
Okay, I think we should start. I mean, not that we have it.
All right.
Okay.
And I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. I'm coming in the muted phone lines. I'm going to turn up the...
Muted.
And it is the 23rd.
The recording has started.
This is March 23rd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And Terry, would you like to say hello? Now, this always happens because we have to wait for her to find her mute button. Hello, Terry.
She is still present. Her phone line is.
I see her phone on here.
All right. And she's
That's
not
right.
to the console.
That's all right. Okay. I know we have some new people on the line. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny story. There's, let me just see something. Is, just a second.
Unmuted.
Is Daniel on the line?
I have not heard of Daniel.
Negative.
Muted.
Well, I would probably say this if he was on the line, but he called us today. You know, he called on our 805 number, and he is a really, really nice guy and really a loving soul. And he was a teacher for Dale Carnegie Institute for many years. And he said, "Wynn, I'm going to volunteer to help you how to hold a professional meeting." And I said, "Daniel, I don't think it will work." And these calls have become incredibly amazing. And not because, I know we have new people, so I'm just going to say this a little bit. Not because I am a great meeting holder. I can be a good speaker, okay? But it's because there's something very, very unusual that occurs on this call. And for years, I never was willing to even say this because it sounds too far out. But, you know, we started out talking to the Elohim quite a few years ago. And I would ask them questions, and they would give me the most incredible answers. And when it first started, I said, I don't care how they identify themselves. Yes, Elohim was the name for God in the Old Testament, one of the names. The name of God for God in the Mormons. But how can I believe that that's who they are? And who are they anyway? Who is God? I mean, God is a catch-all for some being that supposedly answers prayers and is omniscient and omnipotent. That means they know everything and they're all powerful. And they didn't talk to me. They never talked to me, talking down to me,
like I was supposed to prostrate myself. Or they never told me anything to do. And when it first started, or when I was first saying, maybe they are who they say they are, I was hoping they would tell me what to do, because I had no idea. And I said, I don't really want to start a religion, and I don't want people thinking I'm something special and expecting me to be perfect, because I'm not. And Terry, are you back yet? Are you there? I wonder what's going on. Okay. And Terry is not perfect. Yes. You know, she was saint, but what makes you think saints are perfect? Saints are a title that is man-made, that's given to someone after they die by the Catholic Church. And so it's not a title that some being in a higher realm gives you. And I said, why are they picking me? I'm too imperfect for this job. And then over time, when I would be asking them questions, there was like one miracle, which is that happened in the first 6 months. And that was when my sister was supposed to die. And I asked them if they could help. And they said they could. And then my sister had a miracle of healing, something that was outside of the realm of the medical profession. They said, how did that happen? And I started to think, well, maybe they were who they said they were. And then when I asked them how they interfaced with our realm, they said that they projected love light energy into this realm. And I had an idea what love light energy was, but I never imagined there was something on the other side that was projecting it here. And then they said they created the universe, and they existed as pure energy, and they still exist as pure energy. And I said, they created the universe? Then we did a whole series of talks with them on how they created the universe. And it was nothing like the Old Testament. What does the Old Testament say? Let there be light. Let there be firmament. Let there be this. And 7 days, God said, take a rest. No, that's not what they said. That's the God version of it. And it was actually complex. It had to do with frequencies. And prior to them, there was no space and there was very little time. And we've had the most deepest conversations. And then, I want to go back to my sister's healing. When I asked them how they did that, they said, well, we projected a filter into her blood and took the lupus away. It was lupus that disappeared, which never disappears. And I said, you know, I think they must have done it. I can't imagine how it got done when it's something that never happens. People go into remission from lupus, but it never leaves your test, and it can come back. That's what I learned when I looked it up. So then there was a time when Terry was taking a photo of me, and it was for a publicity picture. And I looked at the picture. I didn't like it. I said, I don't like my expression. And I said, why don't we call them in? And we have this little invocation to call them in, which we do on whenever we do a live session. Just a moment here. Just a moment.
Yeah, I'm on. My mute button disappeared. I couldn't find it anywhere. And so I had to call back. I can't hear you now. I don't have my computer on. But I can't hear you anymore.
Well, here I am. I just muted myself.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, my mute button disappeared, and finally I just called back.
Okay. You don't have to explain it. We understand.
Being electronics, it's like it does something else all
well,
the time.
You know, Terry channels the Elohim, but one of the things about her is a good portion of her is not in this realm. And so I've known her for years, and she didn't channel, you know, it was only in the last years that she's channeled. Previous to that, she and I used to sell sunglasses together.
Well, that
and,
was back in the 90s, 1990s.
Yeah. Right. So in any case, we have been old friends, and so then Terry took my picture, and I didn't like the picture, so we called the Elohim in, and I looked at the picture again, and I still didn't like it. I said, I still don't have a good expression on my face. Then later, when we went home, I happened to look through my camera, and I took a closer look at the two pictures. And my chest was covered with pink.
Yeah, it was
picture.
Amazing. He had this white sweater on, and the first picture that was just white, and the second picture was all pink, light color.
So we did a channeling, and I said, could you explain that pink that's on my chest? And they said that when our energy mixes with the earth energy, the earth frequencies, it turns into pink. And so you called on us, and that's why it was pink. And then we had other incidents with pink coming up in situations where we called on them. And some of them we caught on pictures, photos. And the reason I'm telling this story, and I started off by saying, this is not like any phone call you have ever made. And the reason it's different is because these sources are projecting into this call. And this is very unusual for them to be doing something like this. In fact, when we first started, they were trying to figure out how to do it. And they said, well, should we go through the telephone lines? Are we supposed to go through the internet? And for them, it's not like they just do everything. They have to figure it out. And if, especially if it's something they never did before. So what they have explained is they are coming on this call by coming to the people that are on the call. This is all of our calls, or most of our calls, almost all of them. They are projecting energy. And if you're new, you may not feel it. You might. A lot of new people do feel it. It's depending on your own consciousness. It can be like feeling goosebumps. It can feel like there's light all through your body. It can feel like your negativity starts going away. It just starts lifting. You start feeling expanded. And you feel bigger than you usually do. Depressions go away. And what time is it now? It is 6:28. I want to take a moment. And we have some of the regulars on our call. And I don't know what they're going to say. They could say, I've been coming to this call and I never felt a thing. But I don't think that's true. I know that's not true. I want them to share, just to help validate what I'm saying, how it feels to them when these sources come into their space. Okay, so I'm going to unmute everybody. Try not to make too much noise because we'll hear it. Or else I'll mute you, and let's see if anyone will step to the plate and share this. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Hey, Brandon, Braden.
Braden, go ahead.
Well, you know, it was about 2 years ago, you know, I was listening to a call. It was the Whole Planet Healing. And I went into my pyramid in my bedroom, and I was told, you know, because it's got a Toyota field generator in it and everything, I was told not to take my electronics, like my phone or anything there. It would affect it. And when I laid down, and I started to fall asleep, and I reached over and grabbed my phone, and it snapped a picture. And I took it to you and Terry, but it showed a great big pink tornado coming right down into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry's got the picture.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
So, okay. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Excuse me. I'm new, and I actually felt what you're talking about. Well, I don't know. This is my first time. I don't know why. I'm feeling like a lot of energy coming through the back of my heart, going in that way.
You're feeling it right now, right?
Yeah. Wonderful. And my twin flame already has pink in his heart. So this is interesting that you shared what it meant.
Well, that's wonderful. You know what? We do this 10 times a week. And as you start coming to the calls, what happens is it becomes second nature. And then, you know.
Everybody hears a pink heart then. You say everybody on the call must be pink heart.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Everyone on the call what?
Has a pink heart? A pink running through them, or not always?
Not everybody can see the pink, okay? Sometimes cameras pick it up and the person doesn't see it, okay? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. When did you explain everyone, the pink was the color of them interacting with the 3D?
I said that, right. Yes, I did. But you know what? People have different experiences. Not everyone has the same experience. Depends on your consciousness and many things. But anyone else want to share their experience?
Yeah, it is John. The first time I can recall was around in November or December 2014. That's when I first started coming regular, like September of 2014. Then December, I remember to this day, it was like this. I don't know if you want to call it like an energy field that just descended on me, and all of a sudden it just felt like pure love, and it was really like, oh my God, is what it really feels like when you connect with it directly. Oh my God, it was more amazing than anything I've ever felt in my entire life. That's all I could describe as like an energy field, which literally descended on me, and my whole throat, my whole body was just like, it was like pure love. That's all I felt the whole time I was on the call, and it was just the most amazing feeling. Nothing like any experience you ever felt in your life. It was just that's the best I can do is say, like, it was pure love, and that it was extremely positive feeling. So, and nothing can compare to it on this planet I've ever experienced, ever. Because it's more, you know, a higher form of love than anything you could experience anywhere on this planet. It was just very gentle, loving feeling, which pervaded like every cell, permeated every cell of my body. And
so John, tell me,
experience that anywhere else on Earth except on this call.
Was it better than sex?
Sex doesn't even compare to this. It was far more higher energy. It was just like
let someone else share. Anyone else want to share?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
Hey, don't be shy. I know you guys are having experiences, but only if you want to. The whole world is listening. So what? You know what? When you talk on this call, you're talking into the oneness, okay? So there's not a us and a them. There's just us. You realize that?
No.
Who is that? Who is that? Is someone
I think
thinking
that we have a lot of help.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I never actually did this before. I don't know, you know, where I ask people to. It's kind of a sacred experience, and I mean, people have emailed me all the time about this. I get the most amazing emails from people, and it's so amazing that I'm not doing it. I'm just showing up and talking. And, you know, at the beginning, I said, why are they choosing me? I mean, they're tracking me between two personal relationships. First, there was Daphne, and then she freaked out over it. And then Terry. And I said, why don't they pick somebody that's rich and that's accomplished and is able to do something with it? But no. And I realize now why they picked me. Because, you know, I used to be a singer-songwriter in this life, and I had other lifetimes. But in this lifetime, I was writing songs, and I always wanted to touch audiences with some of the truths that I was learning. Because I was learning about spiritual things. I knew there was such a thing as spiritual. I knew there was such a thing as other dimensions. I didn't understand it. And I was, I learned how to go to a public audience, and I wasn't afraid to do it. And just like now, I'm just jumping in and talking. And I know that relaxes people. And I know that they work in between the spaces. And they're present. And there's if you open up to it, and if you're new and you're not feeling anything, don't worry. You know, Raiden, who talked about that experience of being in his pyramid, he used to live in Taos, New Mexico, and he listened to us on BBS radio for, I think, 2 years. And he said, okay, Uncle, this is real, because it's hard to believe it's real. And that's why I didn't talk about it. But the reason everyone is so happy when they're on the line is because on some level they understand that we are creating a group energy, and we need each other to create the group energy to lift the vibration. At least at first, to get used to it. We're not used to experiencing this by ourselves, but you can. And these guys on the other side, they don't want you to be their follower. They don't want you to worship them. When I ask them directly, do you really like to be worshipped? They said, no. They said, we're like your big brothers on the other side, and we can help and do things that would be great for you and great for your planet. But we don't violate free will, so somebody has to ask us. And that's kind of how the concept of God got established, because the idea that you have to ask them created the idea that of prayer, okay? And they respond to that. They take it as they're being asked, but they don't require you to be afraid of them. They would say, each of us creates our own reality. And as you expand, each of us is part of what they call the one infinite creator, the first cause. And even the first one infinite creator is not God in a classical sense. The one infinite creator was a consciousness that became aware of itself out of nothingness. And that's a mystery that I haven't the answer to yet. But once it became aware, it got lonely and it learned that it could spin off parts of itself to become independent awarenesses. And those first spin-offs were the Elohim. They're a group. And it was like they were learning how to create out of nothing something. And in the higher realms, all the beings knew they were part of each other. They were part of the same breakoff from the one infinite creator. And you know what? So are we. But in this realm, it's so dense, it's very hard to have that experience by yourself. Not impossible, but hard. And we are helping to create that experience for other people by doing this, okay? Giving them an excuse to connect with people, giving them an opportunity, and being very transparent about it, okay? I'm not on a pedestal. Terry's not on a pedestal. In fact, as somebody said earlier, we're just two more bozos on the bus, and we're trying to make the best of this amazing experience we're having and connect with and let people find us that would find it important, okay, to their own growth. And I think a lot more people are going to be open to it now because of what the world is going through. And all the traditional handholds are breaking down, okay? Things that we thought we could count on. The government, the economy, and we're going to all have to learn. I'm not saying the economy is going to crash, but a lot of other people say it is. And, of course, now we have everybody locked in their rooms everywhere, okay, is trying to stay away from the virus. So this is a way where you can be in your room and expand and feel a sense of community, plus a huge amount of knowledge about how the world, the universe works, and what life is really about from a higher level. Now, anyone else want to have the courage to say anything? Come on, guys.
Oh, hey, it's Pierre from Finland.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, most of the time when I am here, I don't remember when it started, but it was pretty fast. But when I come, I can feel this very beautiful, compassing, enfolding like energy that is very loving, and it's very peaceful, and and nice, and afterwards it feels very, very good. And yeah, but that's a short description.
Well, thank you so much. Okay. And okay, that's the last chance. I'm going to mute everybody. Hang on. Lauren, are you here?
Muted.
I'm here.
Okay. You know, last week we did, I interviewed Lauren. And Lauren is somebody that's been coming to our calls for quite some time. And I've got to know part of his background is he's been a scientist, researcher, inventor of very sophisticated devices. He has knowledge of things. We've had many talks. Knowledge of things that is incredibly deep and profound. And I decided to interview him. He's also done things that have been very amazing. For example, some of you have heard of this fellow in Japan called Emoto, who wrote some best-selling books on the healing power of water. And Lauren is the person who taught Emoto about water. And he went on to become famous writing about it. And he also invented a healing device. He has a bunch of brilliant scientists as his friends. And he spacing out, come back in. And I'm going to have a shorter conversation. You can listen to our replay. By the way, we have an amazing webpage called thespiritchannel.net. And it has the archives of all of our calls for like 12 years. And you can listen to them. Some people, when they figure out that these guys are legitimate, go through and they listen to all of them. You know, what is that? 12 years is like thousands of calls over 12 years. And we have explored everything. I have been growing. I was nowhere near this forthright when we first started. I was a little nervous, you know, because I realized that what we're doing is so confrontive to the reality systems down here. And I was really expecting to get, you know, a lot of flack from people. And I got more confident. And as I got more confident, I didn't worry about that anymore. And so Lauren, for the people that are hearing you for the first time, Lauren, what would you like to say about yourself?
I can laugh at myself.
He told me something today that I thought was really interesting in our chat. He says, you know, I said, you know, Lauren, Terry can be really spacey. And he said, you know what? I'm as spacey as Terry. And I thought that was a great revelation. So would you like me to ask you some questions?
Yeah, okay. That'd be fine.
You're not getting nervous, are you?
No.
No? Good. Well, aside from
I don't know where to begin. So
okay. Aside from being I won't call him a genius, but brilliant, okay? Aside from being brilliant, he is also very, very loving, almost to the point of being angelic. And, you know, he goes out of his way and he talks to people, and he's very sensitive, and he feels people's energies. And everyone that I know of that's connected with him has said, wow, Lauren really helped me. But one of the qualities that he has that I'll bet you no one ever has ever talked to him about directly, which I think is fascinating, you know, I said he was a scientist, kind of a spiritual scientist. But I sense something about him, and I don't know if this is true, so I'm going to see. It feels to me that he can look at things and he can intuitively tap into the way structures work, scientific structures, without studying it or reading it. Although I know he's done a lot of studying, he can see how things fit together. And he has an intuition about it, where just like you might think, okay, I'm going to go on a trip from A to B, and you plot your route, and you can feel, okay, I turn right here and turn left there. He thinks about scientific things in a similar way. Now, I don't know if he'll agree with that. I'm just saying that's my feeling. And what do you think about that, Lauren? Is that kind of accurate?
Somewhat. When I'm investigating something, or you know, in a discovery process, okay,
mm-hmm.
I try to go. You know, I'll make every effort to go, or actually through the veil, if you will, and go to the horse's mouth, and
mm-hmm.
The creator. The creator of that, and
mm-hmm.
whatever I'm looking into, and then ferreting out the pathways, if you will, that from the zero to third density,
mm-hmm.
and the and from there, the third density is where we are, right? And then from there on through the other densities, in that framework of a dimension, okay? And then looking at it in other dimensions at the same, you know, either the same time or one at a time, and seeing all those different perspectives, because there are different paths. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
it's like an artist with a paintbrush, and I'm for my own sake, I'm out there with that paintbrush, and I'm trying to look into the actual dance that's going on, and the images, etc., and seeing how they relate. I mean, this is really. You know, it's difficult to describe, okay? So if you don't get it, I understand. And the but it's looking at the path.
Can I say it just
reality.
Like, let me see if I can say it in a way that says the same thing but a little differently. And tell me if this sounds right.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. You can see things multidimensionally. In other words, you can look at things, you can read about things, and it triggers a multidimensional awareness so that you can sense the forces in other dimensions that are impacting the physical representation in this
the influences.
Dimension.
The influences.
Influences. Yeah. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because there's a desire to do that. And,
yes.
And a desire to be, you know, to connect
mm-hmm.
with any other source of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how far it goes down. It goes all the way to Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And, in other realms, et cetera. It's that like a little kid in the sandbox, the curiosity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the fun, mm-hmm. the fun to play, and the so I really like new experiences and such, and I like maintaining the connections. The something I fostered was a. Independent thought and reason, and which is ironically pretty rare, and then on occasion I go into original thought. That's a really creative thing, isn't it? Something's
mm-hmm.
creating an experience. Or phenomenon, or whatever have you, out of nothing. And, you know, sometimes it has I find out it has, somebody else did the same thing, and you know, some other being. Sometimes it's like totally new, and everybody goes, what? You know, behind the scenes, you know. It's just fun, and it's very revelatory. Things I couldn't have imagined all of a sudden coming to, oh yeah, okay. And
now I imagine when you were a kid. I think we even touched on this last week. When you were a kid, you were tapping into this ability, were you not?
Yeah. The curiosity was there. It was in equatorial jungles of South America, and the wise men, you know, the natives that were can't call them shaman because that's an Eastern tradition dealing with spirits and stuff,
mm-hmm.
mushrooms and spirits and all that,
right?
But medicine natives that are in the medicine way, they came out of the jungles to meet us and. Introduced me to Mother directly.
He's talking about Mother Earth, by the way.
Yeah. And that just opened. That just opened doors.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet another? Did you ever?
I wasn't aware of. It hadn't come into my conscious awareness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It was there in the background, but not in the conscious awareness last time around. But so I started seeing, you know, perceiving things that as they are, not what I was imagining. It was like
mm-hmm.
It's up front and personal, and experiencing things as they are, and then working out. Ways to best describe that, which was resonant field theory. You know, picked up where I last left off last time around, and then codifying that, and those dynamics and so on and so forth. But, And that opened doors to other realms and other beings on and off planet and such.
Did you ever meet any other scientists that have this kind of ability? I know you have certain scientists that are your peers, but you never met one that had this ability, right?
No, I definitely searched, and I haven't as yet. I know they exist. Okay. I can perceive them. I can sense them. I can perceive them.
Yeah, no. We got to get off. Okay. Listen, we're only whetting our appetite. Lauren is going to be on and off over time. And he's got a lot to share. He's getting really good at being comfortable. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing right now. So if you want to come, here's the number, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and the PID is 250-513. And we will be playing a short excerpt from a conversation with the Elohim, and it helps you get more knowledgeable of who these energies are that are projecting into our space. So I'm going to unmute everybody.
And I want you to know that Cecil, his daughter Jill, is here with us tonight.
Say that again.
Cecil, his daughter Jill, is participating here with us tonight.
Hello, Jill. And Jill, I got to tell you, we love your dad. You made a good choice. Okay. And I'm going to mute.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Love you, Dad.